Inside Sullivan Arena, students are lined up to receive their diplomas. Outside, a few tables are set up with a selection of classic graduation presents, like flowers and teddy bears. But the leis are clearly the most popular. Pepe Aqui sits at a booth surrounded by candy strung together and leaves woven into necklaces. She says, giving a graduate leis is a way to show love and honor. It's a way of life.
And if we are able to do that here in, you know, because there's like so much different nationalities and, you know, with the mixtures of different people sharing their cultures, I think it's a way of making the world a better place to live.
Graduate Nicole Child arrived at East from private school and says the transition opened her eyes.
I've learned to accept more cultures, actually. Like, I don't know, I guess from my family background, I kind of believe more what they said, but as I met like the other kids and their cultures, it wasn't bad.
Valerie Thau says she took time during high school to learn about other cultures, and fellow students asked her about her Hmong culture too. But she admits her circle of friends is probably less diverse.
They're Hmong, but they're mostly they're Hmong, but I also have a couple friends that are other culture too.
Friday Thor is with her friend who just graduated. She finished up at Bartlett 2 years ago. She and her friend agree that in their experiences, diversity didn't always equate to integration. Thor says people often hung out together because they connected through language, like her native Noir.
Us, we speak another language. Like, I'd be more comfortable going to my people and hanging out with my people that speak my language rather than hanging out with people who speak English. And I feel like African Americans and, you know, Caucasian kids mix around because they don't have that comfort group that they're with, you know?
UAA sociology professor Chad Farrell says diversity doesn't necessarily lead to cross-cultural friendships. Farrell is the one who ran the numbers for Anchorage. He used Department of Education data to see how the city's schools compared to others in the nation. Just like many Anchorage neighborhoods, they're all significantly more diverse than average. But East, Bartlett, and West take the top spots. So what does that really mean?
Another way to think about it is that your average Anchorage resident has more localized diversity surrounding him or her than your average American. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that people are hanging out or striking up friendships with their neighbors who are from a different ethno-racial group, but it certainly speaks to the exposure to localized diversity is higher here than you see in other metropolitan areas.
After the graduation ceremony wraps up, Presley Piliassi emerged from the arena. His face peeks out from a mound of leis made of Cheetos, candy bars, and small pink flowers. He's surrounded by family and friends.
Why are you wearing so many leis? What does it all mean?
Tradition.
Your family love you.
My family showing me love and all that.
Piliassi says at East, the students from different backgrounds do hang out with each other.
Everyone hangs out with each other. The ethnicity, I mean, everyone sits together. It's not just Polynesians on one side and Dominicans on one side. It's mixed. So we mix it up and we just make friends with each other.
And share their leis, which hang around hundreds of graduates' necks. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.